This is Texas Public Radio's Shelley Koffler. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry's confirmation as U.S. Energy Secretary is getting applause from Texas Republicans, but environmentalists from his home state aren't as enthusiastic. Thursday, on the floor of the U.S. Senate, John Cornyn cast a vote for Secretary Perry, saying he promoted cutting-edge innovation and sensible energy regulation as Texas governor.
The state became not just an oil and gas powerhouse, but the top wind-producing state in the country.
Perry's development of wind energy and the transmission system to distribute it is one reason environmentalists like Tom Smitty Smith see a silver lining in Perry's appointment. Smith is the retired director of Public Citizens Texas.
In Texas, he put tens of thousands of people to work in the renewable energy field and built a huge transmission infrastructure program that put another tens of thousands of people to work hanging the lines and putting up the towers. And if he does that around the United States, we'll see lower electric bills and less pollution and more jobs in a lot of rural areas.
But Smith, like many environmentalists, opposed Perry's nomination.
He's been pro-natural gas and fracking and ignored many of the consequences in terms of air and water pollution and the frack quakes that resulted. He is someone that has been very pro bringing nuclear waste to Texas.
As Energy Secretary, Rick Perry will manage the U.S. nuclear stockpile. He's gone on record supporting Andrews County in West Texas as a repository for high-level nuclear radioactive waste. Bexar County commissioners recently passed a resolution opposing that. They say they don't want nuclear waste shipments traveling through their county. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.